Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Today, I want to talk to you about change. People love to look back positively on the way things used to be. I get the desire to remember things that were seemingly better. But unless it's a memory of value or a person who you keep with you, you can't hold on to the past. Things are always changing. And while it's impossible to keep things as they were, you can always hold on to your usefulness and your purpose. We can all benefit from knowing why we are here. When I look at history, I see a lot of big shifts in economics and politics and trends. But I don't see the same problem with millions of people feeling lost and angry. I think the biggest difference is that now people can fill their time with hundreds of hours of social media and entertainment that is designed to make them as pissed off as possible so they keep coming back. It sucks you into a cycle of outrage and it never offers you hope or purpose or solutions. Those people on your screen aren't interested in solving problems because they don't make money by solving problems. They make money from you being mad as hell. If you find yourself spending hours a day on your phone or television, turn it off for a while and try to find a purpose. My dad always said, be useful. When I was young, I listened, but it didn't mean as much as it means now. 76 years of life has taught me that it means everything. Once I realized that I got more joy from training Special Olympics athletes than raising trophies and enjoyed hanging out with kids at after-school programs more than walking red carpets, it all clicked. Being useful gives all of us purpose. You can be useful at a job, but you can also be useful as a father, as a friend, as a mentor. You can even be useful by improving yourself, by reading a book that teaches you a new perspective or starting to hit the gym. But it doesn't require any heavy lifting. You just have to be willing to ask yourself, how can I help? Instead of, how can I hurt? Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. There will always be tragedies and disasters and injustices you can't solve. But there will also always be little moments when you can do something, anything, to help. It's what we're trying to do with the Pump Club. I see people needing more positivity, so we built the positive corner of the internet. I see people more confused than ever about how to be healthy, so we write the daily newsletter and produce this podcast. I could get angry, but instead I try to be useful. And it's amazing how many fantastic things happen when that becomes your focus. Now, let's get to today's tips. Speaking of hard times, the next time you get too angry or frustrated or feel like the world is fighting against you, it might be a good idea to mumble something under your breath. But we're not talking about frustration-fueled four-letter words. Research suggests repeating a positive personal mantra could be what helps you overcome an obstacle instead of being crushed by it. In the study, participants said a single word mantra. This meditative practice shifted their brain away from negative thoughts and helped them stay calm. And it was all done with just 20 seconds of repeating the mantra. Even if you're not into mantras, changing your mindset during hard times builds the grit and resilience needed to rise above challenging moments. As pointed out in this great article by Pump Club contributor Brad Stolberg, here's what Brad wrote. In the words of Jon Kabat-Zinn, a meditation teacher and professor emeritus, meditation teaches you how to become more aware of your pain, which dampens its effect. Studies show that individuals who meditate regularly feel the same amount of pain as those who don't, but they respond much differently. Rather than reacting to pain with a massive stress response, they accept pain, sit with it, and then move on. That's some great advice from Brad. And it's a reminder that you don't need to avoid stress. It's a part of life, but if you want to become more stress-proof, you'll build more resilience when you accept the hard times and become a master of not letting life's difficulties distract and derail you from your goals. Now, let's talk about living a longer life. The boys have told me about a millionaire selling his longevity kit for a minimum of $999. We love the commitment to better health. But with all due respect, before you blow your savings, understand there are many cost, effective, and free methods proven to help you live longer. Research suggests that developing a more positive mindset about the aging process could help you live up to 7.5 years longer. That's a bigger boost to longevity than lowering your blood pressure or stopping smoking. And it's a similar increase to what you see from exercising regularly and maintaining a healthy weight. Your mindset is deeply tied to your mental and physical health. The researchers found that beliefs like as you get older, you are less useful, create negativity that can disrupt your relationships, work, and other healthy behaviors, triggering an explosion of lifestyle disruption. And this was true regardless of age, gender, socioeconomic status, health, and loneliness. Once again, I want you to embrace a be useful mindset, because it might be more important than ever to your health. The research has found that negative self-perceptions can diminish life expectancy and positive self-perceptions can prolong life expectancy. If that wasn't enough, research also suggests that a more positive mindset is linked to a 43% lower risk of dying from any cause, including a lower risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. So how do you change your mindset? It starts by doing something. This can include going to the gym, taking a walk, or doing an activity you love, or maybe connecting with others who share similar values or encourage you to become better. Volunteering your time, starting a new project, or trying a new hobby. Or you can reject the negative stereotypes that suggest you're too old or it's too late. Changing your mindset isn't easy, but it is free. And that's a great place to start improving today so you can live longer tomorrow. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.